Welcome back, Truth Seekers, 6 minutes after the hour. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow, broadcasting live from the left coast here tonight for one more hour. And I will be with you all next week, as well as the Malloys. Both Mike and Kathy are cruising. Progressive cruising. No, it's not some sexual metaphor. They're actually on a cruise. They're on a boat. They're they will be in the Caribbean over the next week with a bunch of pals of ours. I think Carrie Harrison is going to be on board. And Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to be on. Bender is going to, yeah. Who? Oh, Hal. That's right. Hal Sparks is going to be on the. So that's why Stephanie didn't want to go, so Hal Sparks is going in instead. Is that how it is? You don't know? All right. All right. Next year, then, I'm going on the cruise, and Malloy is staying in. That's the deal. All right. 877-520-1150. Taking your calls. These are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them. I got a lot ahead that I hope to get to. But we also got next week to do a lot of it. A lot of great guests we're lining up for next week. So wake the chillin' and don't miss a single jam-packed minute. 877-520-1150. We're going to be joined in a few minutes here by Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. What's a Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, you ask yourself? Well, if you don't know, you'll find out. We'll be discussing Blog Roll Amnesty Day. What's Blog Roll Amnesty Day, you ask yourself? Well, if you don't know, you'll find that out, too. But first, let's go to one of our favorite chatters from the bradblog.com chat room, which we hope you'll stop by. Susan from Santa Cruz joins us. Hey, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Susan.
Hi, but it's not Santa Cruz. It's Squim, Washington.
It's Squim? Really? Seriously? Yes, I am so firing Desi because she wrote down Santa Cruz.
Oh, do not fire Desi.
Oh, she's finished. She is so fired.
We love her so much.
Okay, all right.
You know, I've been watching this whole uprising in Egypt on Al Jazeera. Most of the coverage I've been watching has been on their show.
Well, it's an uprising in Egypt. If you're watching on Al Jazeera, if you're watching on Fox News, it's crisis. It's chaos.
It's a revolution. And on Al Jazeera.
Oh, okay.
And it's a people's revolution.
Yeah.
And today on Al Jazeera, there was a show that they did where they interviewed several journalists from Al Arabia,
mm-hmm.
From Al Jazeera, and around the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
Discussing the United States coverage of this whole business in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Not just Egypt, but mm-hmm. but all the stuff that's been going on,
and they have been Al Jazeera,
Tunisia and everywhere.
Yeah, and Al Jazeera, by the way, has been indispensable. They have been streaming.
Oh,
they have been going through amazing
fact,
coverage.
When you
yeah.
turn on CNN, mostly what you see when you see the video, it's almost
yep.
all Al Jazeera.
Al Jazeera, yeah.
But they cut out the commentary and add their own.
Right.
What struck me was the way they are characterizing American television. I don't think Americans realize how closely news organizations in other countries
yeah.
cover the way we look at them.
Mm.
The way we look at other countries. I've done a lot of traveling, and I know you probably have too, but most people don't realize how interested in what we say
mm-hmm.
they are. And how we say it and how it reverberates around the world. When you get on a station like CNN or Fox that broadcasts their stuff all over the world on satellite,
yep.
how people listen and pay attention. Fox is not laughed at in other countries the way we laugh at Fox. We don't even consider it news.
What do they, if they don't laugh
they
at it?
They consider it like a serious news station.
And
everything Fox says
yep.
they think is U.S. policy.
Yeah, and they think they were quoting
Glenn Beck.
Yep.
They were quoting O'Reilly because Fox has a lot more, is a very powerful group of television stations that is broadcast worldwide, all their sports, all everything.
No, and listen, it's damn dangerous, and the message that they are sending out is no accident.
What they picked up on the most?
What's that?
What they picked up on the most is that Americans are running around with their hair on fire, believing that radical Islamists, quote unquote, Glenn Beck, radical Islamists are going to take over Egypt, Tunisia, and the entire Middle East, and we are doomed.
Yeah.
And they picked up on all of the stuff that Beck was saying and O'Reilly because they are the loudest. Then they dovetailed it in with CNN constantly broadcasting what that idiot John McCain kept saying about the same thing. He was echoing Fox, saying, and here is a United States senator saying everybody should be really worried. Well, now, Jazeera covers everything, and they covered John Kerry, and they covered a lot of stuff. But all the reporters from all these Arabic stations were very concerned that the United States is taking a very wrong look at
what is going on out there.
Brotherhood is a very small group of people. It's only got about 100,000 in the whole country. Nobody in Egypt pays much attention to them. They have very few members in a country of 80 million people.
And yet that's the drum that they are beating on Fox News.
Nobody can understand it. They don't understand why the Americans don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And the reason Americans don't know what's going on is because we've got these two or three loud stations that are all owned by the same corporations that are have another axe to grind.
Susan,
they have a reason for stating, for trying to scare Americans into being afraid of radical Islam. They want to take over the all oil production in the Middle East.
Oh yes, they do. Keep them scared. It's the best way to do it. Susan, I got to run. I got to move along. You're the best. And
are you, Brad?
Thank
Keep
you.
It up. We'll talk. I'm looking forward to next week.
And my best to all the good folks of Squim. Thanks, Susan. Talk to you later. Yeah, the message is quite clear, you know, and it is going out around the world. And, you know, this is what I hear. This is why it matters. This is why it matters. And cable news is one thing, but our public airwaves are quite another. And when Rush Limbaugh goes out around the country selling his crap and around the world because he is on Armed Forces Radio. So, of course, he is, the voice of America, Rush Limbaugh. And this kind of crap that he says. I think we got somebody here who wants to defend Rush. So we're going to get to him in a moment. Hang on the line there. Freddie has been holding on a really long time, and I really appreciate it up in Northern Virginia. Hey, Freddie, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. I'm Brad.
Hey,
what's
Brad.
Up?
Hey, Brad. Thank you for answering my phone call.
You bet. Thanks for hanging on so long. What's on your mind?
No problem. Hey, I wanted to get your opinion. I was listening to the conversation you had with a gentleman from Media Matters concerning Fox News angle of what's going on in Egypt versus what you both were talking about. Because I understand you both were talking about just that it's a pro-democracy, pro-reform change. Isn't that right? What that movement is?
Well, obviously, it's a democratic uprising, yeah.
Okay. Now, change to what?
To democracy?
From my understanding.
Hang on, let me answer it. From a dictatorship, which is what they have now and have had for 30 years, to a democracy where they, you know, vote on who is in charge and stuff like that.
Okay. From a dictator to another type of governing.
Democracy.
Nazi Germany was a democracy at one point as well.
Until they weren't. But yes, okay.
Until they weren't. Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. You say you're one way, then you do another. But my question is, another thing is, I mean, the uprising.
I got to get to a break, Freddie. What is your question?
Well, I just like to know when you say that Fox News analysis of this is that the Brotherhood has taken the reins, why do you not believe that is a possibility? And so I just listened to the
good. Let me answer your question, Freddie, because I got to get to a break. But anything is a possibility, but that's democracy. That's democracy. And if you're in favor of democracy, then you're in favor of democracy. Do risks come with democracy? They absolutely do. Is there a reason to believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over? Well, we have seen no evidence of that. As a matter of fact, the evidence seems to be quite the contrary, that they are not behind this this democratic uprising that's happening. This is the people. This is the people stepping forward. And yes, the people, you know, allowing self-governance. Wasn't it Ronald Reagan who used to say that, you know, I trust the people more than I trust the government? Okay, right-wingers, here's your test. The people are stepping forward. Do you trust them? Do you trust them to control their own destiny? Or do you want to control it? With your dictators, your torture, and what turns into blowback that we pay for years. Brad, in from Malloy. Stay with us. And something keeps him going miles and miles away to find another place. Together we stand. Let's work together. Well done, Tony. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. No flying monkeys. Promise. But we will get to James in Needles, Arizona, who I think wants to defend Rush Limbaugh. But first, before we do, so hang on there, James. I will get to you. And anyone else who wants to get in, 877-520-1150. Before we do, however, I want to check in very quickly with my pal, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. Who? Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, of course, otherwise now known as Gil Christner. He joins us to talk about Blog Roll Amnesty Day. Hey, Skippy, how are you, brother?
Brad, it's so nice to be here. It's great to be on the Mike Malloy Show. I've been a fan for years, and of course I've been a big, big fan of the Brad blog for even longer.
You're very kind, and of course I'm a fan of your blog, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, which apparently has actually nothing to do with George W. Bush, right?
No, I picked a name even before Bush was even a gleam in his father's eye.
Well, really? That long ago? You've been blogging a long time. How long?
Well, I just knew blogs were going to happen. This is, you know, 30 years before the internet, I just had this feeling.
You are a genius. How did you, and when did you start Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, the blog?
I'm one of the longest extant blogs still working, 2002,
Ooh.
And I'm proud to say that my blog was the first blog to be challenged, I guess, on the air by Kira Phillips of CNN. It was the first blog mentioned by CNN on the air.
Nicely done, sir. So 2002, we just last week we celebrated Brad Blog's 7th birthday, and I thought I was exhausted. So you're like 9 years doing this crap.
It's coming up on it. Yep.
Brother. Yep. All right. Well, what the hell is Blog Roll Amnesty Day? And this is, I think, the fourth year in a row for it, is it?
It is the fourth year. Thanks for asking. Blog
yes.
Roll Amnesty Day, in a nutshell, which is where I keep all of my information, is the annual holiday during which we encourage everyone who has a blog to link to smaller blogs or blogs with less traffic than theirs. And by doing this, they will encourage their readers to find new voices, new interesting points of view, and hopefully they will help encourage the lesser blogs or the smaller blogs, if you will, even if you won't.
Yes, not the lesser blogs.
To find some more exposure. And it's just kind of a way of, as my good blog pal Blue Gal says, spread the linky love.
Oh,
spread it around.
And we love Blue Gal, and we love lifting up the other blogs, because all the big ones get all the noise, and they don't necessarily always deserve it. Now, you actually started a Blog Roll Amnesty Day about 4 years ago with someone once known as John Swift. In a minute or so, give us an idea who John Swift is.
Yeah, John Swift, actually he was a journalist. His real name was Al Weisel, and he operated out of New York. He was, among other things, a music journalist. He interviewed such diverse people as Johnny Cash and Vanessa Williams and, well, my words fail me now, which is odd because I'm a writer, but a lot of different people. He was...
well, you've been at it for 9 years. You're exhausted.
He was. Oh, thank you. Yep. So am I. So am I. Thank you. But Al wrote under the pseudonym of John Swift. He wrote as a conservative, but he was actually doing a very astute satire. He was actually a liberal writing as a conservative. He in fact, was doing Colbert before Colbert started doing it on the air. He was so good at it that a lot of conservative bloggers actually thought he was a conservative.
And they linked over to him in support of what he had to say about this or that?
Yes, even though he would take their position to such, well, he didn't have to take them to such an extreme, but he would mock their positions, but doing in such flowing language that they thought he was supporting them when he was actually making fun of them.
And unfortunately, we lost Al about a year ago now, right?
It was actually a year ago next month. The poor Al, he was only 46, and he suffered an aortic rupture driving one day. Mm. And actually, none of us knew that he was Al Weisel until his mother went onto his blog and and gave us the sad news. And we miss him very, very much. And Al, a.k.a. John Swift, was the motivating factor behind Blog Roll Amnesty Day 4 years ago, thinking that because the big blogs wouldn't bother to link to everybody, it's up to the smaller blogs, the medium-sized blogs, the boutique blogs, if you will, to support each other. And we're all into this together, as someone once said.
Thank you, brother, and keep it up for keeping the tradition going. Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, you can find him at xnerg.blogspot.com. Thanks, Gil. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brad. If I can just say...
Hang on.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, we're looking what's going down. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy, coming into the home stretch here. Glad you could join us tonight. And I'm going to get to your calls, 877-520-1150. But as I had to cut Skippy off, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, off at the very end, he wanted to say...
Thank you very much, Brad. Just want to say, to find my blog, Google Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. I'm the second link under Wikipedia, and if you've ever been under Wikipedia, you know how painful that can be.
Kaboom! All right. Well done.
Thanks,
Skippy.
A lot, Brad.
Hey, happy Blog Roll Amnesty Day, my friend. Really
back
great.
At ya.
Thanks for joining us. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
All right. Do I do this right? There we go. Very good. Okay. Well, let me get to get some of these phones. I promised James in Needles, who I suspect wants to talk about Rush Limbaugh making fun of the fact that New York Times journalists were being detained overnight. Other journalists, ABC, threatened with beheadings. Rush, of course, made a joke out of it, thought it was hysterical, said he wasn't unhappy about it at all. And he even said, what did he have to say there? Yeah, that's what he heard when they were detained in Germany. Where are we? In Egypt. He thought it was hysterical until he heard that Fox News had been also detained and beaten and bloodied and sent to a hospital overnight. So, James, in Needles, Arizona, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, it's actually Mojave Valley, Arizona, and I'm right outside of Needles. Well, I know Rush was making fun of it when he mentioned the word journalist, mainly because he looks at it like it's not journalism because of the Jason Blair incident, and then the New York Times stated they wouldn't print some stuff because of privacy concern in the WikiLeaks Julian Assange matter, but they actually printed information that was detrimental to the U.S. foreign policy and
really?
War efforts.
Really? Like
yes.
What? Like what?
Well, it was back in 2006, I believe.
What was detrimental to the war policy, James?
What was detrimental?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you print U.S. secrets, and then they also printed how the U.S. was getting financial information on terrorists.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with WikiLeaks. Now, Geraldo Rivera.
Hang on.
Let me respond. Geraldo Rivera on Fox News was actually kicked out of Iraq because he was disclosing a movement of troops. So, should Rush Limbaugh make fun of the fact that Fox News reporters were bloodied and sent to the hospital last night because of it?
No, he should make fun of either one. When I heard Anderson Cooper,
then why are you apologizing for what Rush said, which was reprehensible, abhorrent, and should be condemned? Why are you making excuses for it, James?
Because when he said New York Times journalist, I knew exactly what he meant because he doesn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
That they are journalists because they will only print what they see fit to print instead of printing the both sides of the story.
The way Fox News prints both sides of the story, the way Rush Limbaugh prints both sides of the story, and they deserve to die. The way Rush gives both sides of the story, the way he makes things up out of whole cloth, that's
like,
what you mean?
Wait a minute. I've been listening to Rush for 18 years,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why I started listening...
You don't say. Yeah.
...was because they said he was prejudiced. I'm a black man.
Uh-huh.
And they said he was prejudiced.
Okay.
So I began to listen to him.
Okay.
To find the prejudice. They said that he was prejudiced.
Okay.
I'd never found it.
All right.
And I've been listening to him for 18 years.
Have you heard him lie to you? Have you heard him tell you that that Barack Obama hates America? Have you heard him make things up out of whole cloth? Have you heard him make fun of journalists being held, being threatened with beheading? Have you heard all of that?
No.
You haven't heard that?
He was making fun that they claimed to be New York Times journalists.
Hysterical.
And he was making fun of the fact that they haven't been really journalists.
Hysterical. Thanks, James. I appreciate the call. Hysterical. What is there anything funnier than making fun of the New York Times pretending that they're journalists? I guess, maybe James didn't hear what I talked about in the last hour, how I spent a good portion of last year, 6 months, going up against the New York Times, going up against the very top of the New York Times, Bill Keller and Clark Hoyt, their public editor, because they misreported the fake Acorn Pimp story over and over and over and over. They just got the story wrong, and when I called them on it, they justified getting it wrong. They didn't apologize. They rationalized why it wasn't wrong at all. Eventually, I had to stay on them for so damn long after a four-decade-old community organization fighting for minority rights, fighting for democracy, fighting for voting rights, was shut down because of the lie told by Rush Limbaugh, Andrew Breitbart, James O'Keefe, Fox News, and yes, New York Times. This organization fighting for you, sir, fighting for pro-democracy, fighting against poverty, was shut down by a lie. that was forwarded by the New York Times. It was reprehensible what the New York Times did. It was inexcusable how difficult it was for me to get them to correct their reporting, which they finally did, partially. You can look it up. But would I ever laugh at them being held hostage, being yanked out of their hotel rooms, being threatened with death? A journalist was shot yesterday. 72 were shot. 79 were killed. 79 journalists over the last year. Is that funny? Is that funny to you, James? If Rush Limbaugh is taken out of his mansion, because you know he lies, so if he's taken out of his mansion in Palm Beach and if he's threatened with beheading, is that something we should laugh about? Is that something that I should say? That I should say?
Yeah.
There you go. Is that what I should do next time he is threatened? By thugs, by torturers, by a 30-year dictatorial regime? You find that funny, James? You find that something to excuse, something to apologize for? You have been listening to Rush Limbaugh for 18 years, haven't you? Because in the process, you have lost your moral compass. You have lost your soul, apparently. That you would laugh at something like that. Let's see if Ron does any better. He's also in Arizona. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Ron. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I think I'll do a little better than that guy. before I make my comment about Rush Bimbo, I want to say that I have several friends who listen to him and the media terrorists of Fox News, including a very close friend and my parents.
Did you? By the way, I listen to Rush too. Did you call them media terrorists?
Yeah, that's what they are, media terrorists.
Okay.
Yeah, is that the people who listen to all of the Fox News media terrorist gang, Rush Bimbo, all the neocons, including Liddy, and, you know, you could go on naming them for hours.
Mm-hmm.
They get exactly what they deserve, to live in a state of total ignorance until death.
Well, listen, what they... No, they don't get what they deserve. Instead, what they get is millions and millions and millions of dollars for misleading the nation, for running the nation down through, you know, into the toilet, for watching thousands of Americans being killed because of the lies that they tell. And the support that they get, the virus that they're able to spread across our public airwaves. That's not what they deserve, not what they deserve at all. And until they are called out, until they are removed from the public airwaves, or at least are forced to, you know, have a conversation with people who disagree with them, until then, we're in trouble.
I'm talking about the people who listen to the media terrorists.
Oh, those people,
the listeners,
they don't deserve it either. They don't deserve it either, Ron. They really don't. They really don't. But because these guys have so misinformed them, because no other voices are heard, because they don't bring on you know, people like I just did, you know, to give their point of view, because of that, well, you know, those people are forced to live in a hell of Rush Limbaugh's own making. I appreciate the call,
yeah.
Ron. Thanks, brother. Hang in there. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. We've got a few lines still open here. If you'd like to get in before we have to end it for the night. God, the hours, 3 hours have gone fast. Jerry in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Rush Limbaugh and all the other Nazi people. I don't know what's happened to this country. This country is, you know, back from when I was young, people stood up and said what was right, and now everybody just sits back and doesn't do too much of anything. Rush Limbaugh the other day, you know, was talking about the First Amendment. Well, if I'm correct, didn't Thurgood Marshall say that on the First Amendment that you have the right to free speech, but you don't have the right to say fire in a theater?
Well, of course. And as we saw from his behavior, from Limbaugh's behavior, making light of journalists being shot, killed, beheaded, held hostage, pulled out of their hotel rooms until it was a Fox News reporter who, God forbid, had been beaten and hospitalized. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about freedom of the press. He doesn't care about press freedoms. He cares about his own freedom to say whatever the hell he wants and to shut up everybody else. That's what he cares about, period. He doesn't care about press freedom, Jerry.
Well, I'd like to know where Rush Limbaugh was during Vietnam, little chicken hawk. And all the rest of them, Cheney, Wolfowitz, all these people that have caused so much trouble in this country and went to a war that we should never have been in, the lies and the repeated lies. And then, you know, we have the teabaggers with Michelle Bachmann and all these Sarah Palin that don't know basic history and government that they teach in eighth grade.
Hey, Jerry, these guys love war, but only when you have to go fight it.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Stay warm up there in South Dakota. All right. 877-520-1150. Back with as many of your calls as we can get in our final segment. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Please, please stay with us. By way of special request from our friend Bill Wrightsman over in the bradblog.com chat room. If you missed any portion of tonight's show, we'll have it up for you late night tonight at bradblog.com. Or hopefully you are supporting independent media by being a subscriber to the Malloy Show podcast. We'll also have it up there later on tonight. My thanks to the great engineer Tony Sorrentino here at K-Talk. Thank you, Tony. Don't be nodding your head. Great job tonight, sir. Producer and call screener and chat room babe, Desi Doyen, tonight. Thanks, Des. And let's see. Oh, Ben Birch, of course, over at White Rose. Thanks for taking extraordinary measures to get us up and rolling on the White Rose stream today and hopefully all of next week. And also, my thanks to my guest, Professor Steven Zunis from San Francisco University, Eric Bullert of Media Matters, and, of course, Skippy, the Bush Kangaroo. And my thanks to you, the listeners, for listening in. All right, let's see if we can run through these lines. Have your questions or comments ready, because we're going to try to get in everybody if we can. Nelson from Lake County. By the way, for those listening on MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. Okay, Nelson, Lake County, California. Welcome to the show, sir. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Good evening. Yes, you had a black caller who said that in the 18 years of listening to Russ, he'd never heard him make a racist comment. And I just wanted to remind that caller of Russ's short stint with Monday Night Football. He was kicked off for making a racist remark the one night he was on. And what he said was that Donovan McNabb, who's the quarterback, was then the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, was really a mediocre quarterback, and the liberal press wanted to see a black quarterback succeed, so they pumped him up, and McNabb was really just an average quarterback. And then Russ Limbaugh was thrown off the air. I mean, I don't see how he could forget that racist remark that Russ Limbaugh made.
Yeah, and I don't think how he could forget the racist Chinese gibberish rant that he went on about a week ago, which, by the way, has resulted in death threats against a Chinese-American out here in California who stood up and said that that was inappropriate, what Rush did, and the thanks that this guy has gotten, this state senator, I believe, is death threats faxed to him, nooses, and all kinds of racial epithets sent his way. So I appreciate the reminder, Nelson. You're absolutely right.
If I could make one more comment, you reminded me of something. I tried a little bit to listen to some of the right-wing radio. I thought I should know what the other side's thinking, and maybe I should give it a fair turn. So I listened to a little Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
And this man has got a hate campaign against a 78-year-old woman, a professor emeritus, Frances Fox Piven.
Yep.
And she read on a show I heard the other night the hate mail that was inspired by Beck's rantings. And, I mean, this frail woman is getting these letters, we'll kill you, we'll kill your family.
We're going to
one letter after another. And then you hear some people say, well, it's harmless, this kind of hate speech.
Yeah.
No, it's not harmless.
No.
It's getting people killed.
It is getting people killed. People have been killed by this stuff, and you're absolutely right. We're going to talk about that and Frances Fox Piven and Beck targeting her next week. Nelson, I got to run. Thanks. I do appreciate
your call.
Thank
you for being there. I love your show. You're great.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. Let me see if I have time for Stephen in Burbank. Stephen, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I don't have enough time for you, but what's up, brother?
No time for the niceties, Brad.
I'm sorry.
The new definition of liberal propaganda is factual journalism and unvarnished history. And always remember this, the truth is always biased in favor of the truth.
Yeah.
Simple.
You're absolutely right. Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate the call, brother. All right, let me see if I can get to Sebastian really quickly here. Can you be as fast as Stephen? What's up, Sebastian?
I can be real fast. I do listen to Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, and why I listen to them is when I'm cleaning my house, they make me so angry that I'm able to clean my house three times as fast.
Sebastian, I appreciate that, brother. Always finding the upside. That's exactly what you got to do. Whatever needs to be done, find the upside, stay positive, keep up the fight. We'll get through these dark times, and we'll get through them together. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight, guys. Delighted to be here. My great thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for allowing me to sit in. I will be in for them all next week while they're out cruising the Caribbean. I hope you will join me as well. We'll have the archives up tonight, but until next Monday, I'll see you at the Brad Blog, bradblog.com. Good night, America. Keep it lit.